Welcome to round two. Ready, set, fight. This is Ridiculous Ramblings. I'm your host, Amy. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday and whoa, we're halfway there. Oh, living on a prayer. And I don't know about you, but I've been living on a prayer and a whole lot of Red Bull. Who knew selling tires could leave you feeling so flat? Oh, the dad jokes. Oh, the dad bods. I do love them both. So something that's been on my mind, online dating. Now, after being married for 15 years, boy, did things change. Newly single and close to 40, I signed up for Tinder. And much like Alice, I was lost in Tinderland. And oh, what a wonder. Well, sometimes. Now, I'm a Midwest girl who was raised in a conservative religion and never sent a sext or a nude picture. So imagine my surprise when one of the first messages I received was, "Can I say your butthole?" Well, I've never, I gasped as I clutched my pearls. But quite frankly, Scarlett, they didn't give a damn. So not every message was like this. I did meet some pretty nice people. One who stole my heart was some hummingbird cupcakes. Hey, babe, I love you. So I had a few guys ask for my phone number, and one stalker later, I made a Snapchat account and kept my number to myself. PSA, dick pics are not a conversation. My boyfriend, who actually came up with this and told me to put this in here, because he's a funny guy, said if they were, his would be a short conversation. However, I disagree. Side note, if you save them and send one back, it doesn't always deter the sender. Speaking from personal experience, I am Amy and I approve this message, but I did not approve that dick pic. Back to the Midwest upbringing, also influenced by a Southern background, I quickly learned you can't always be polite and say, "Yes, sir." Whew. That conversation took a hard turn, which led me down another rabbit hole. BDSM. I'd heard of it, but I had no idea what all it entailed. Oh, the places you will go with your browser search set in private. So, my boyfriend and I have often shared some of our crazy experiences with online dating. He even made a list of his favorite messages. Allow me to share a few passages from Bitches Be Crazy, the Book of Tinder, chapter 2, verses 3 and 6. One writes, "I am deeply Christian, and I have children to protect and be an inspiration of love for God. But if you want to meet up at a hotel and have some fun, I won't tell Jesus if you don't. Wink, wink." Number 2. "Please let me know if you are already talking to someone else. I don't feel like chasing you. If you're already chatting with someone else," in all capitals, "please note that my solicitation of sex will be met with a savage comment, a report, a block. I am not here for that. I am not here for your enjoyment. You are not a man if that's what you want from me. You are a disgusting animal and have nothing to offer to society. With that said, please be within 50 miles. I will chat with you if you are further away, but do not expect me to travel to meet you. Gas prices are horrible, and I am not wasting any mileage on my car. Don't be a fake profile. Don't try to scam me. I don't fall for it." All capitals. "I am not here to sleep with you. Please go find a $2 whore." Honey, if you can find a $2 whore in this economy, you might want to share a link. Been in a few relationships now. One was from here. I'm back on here again to see if I can actually find my forever guy. I live in a 2-bedroom apartment right now. I am not looking to have any kids. So if you want to, it's not going to be me. Please look elsewhere. All capitals. "Let me make one thing clear. I did not pay to be offered sex from the users on here. If that is what your desire is, get the French toast off my profile. Just hanging out. Going to a hockey game or something. Going to dinner. Want to try axe throwing?" That concludes our passages for today's reading. So, if you have any funny online dating stories, horrors, what have you, I would absolutely love to hear them. you can share those at my email address, which is ridiculousramblings@gmail.com. Comments, questions, just want to say, hey girl, hey, I'm here for it. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope everyone survives the rest of this week. You can do it. I have faith in you. Wherever you are listening from, I hope that you're doing well. So, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye! Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It's Wednesday. We're halfway to the weekend. Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, living on a prayer. I hope your week's been great and you're doing well. Let's get to it. Today, let's talk about corny jokes, dad jokes, knee slappers, sarcasm, etc., etc. My kids and boyfriend, hey guys, love you, suggested today's topic. Now, I may be a mom, but I'm always, always locked and loaded with a dad joke, corny joke, and my supply of sarcasm is as bottomless as Mike Tyson's outfit during his interview with his son for the Jake Paul fight. See what I did there? I told you, I'm a funny gal. If you're anything like our household, you've noticed the recent invasion of the fake ladybug, aka the Asian lady beetle, or what I like to refer to it as, the wish version of the ladybug. My oldest daughter came to me a few weeks ago upset because she had them in her room. She said, Mommy, what am I supposed to do about the beetles in my room? Without hesitation, I replied, Well, baby, you're gonna have to pull a Yoko on them. Her response, What? I'm confused. And that's when I realized I failed as a parent. A few of my favorites come from helping the kids with their homework. My oldest daughter was doing math homework somewhere around the third grade year, and she asked me, what's an acute angle? I told her, well, she ain't ugly. Or during English homework, she asked how she could use jelly in a sentence. And immediately, the 2001 Destiny's Child banger came to mind. I don't think you're ready for this jelly. The look of confusion on my sweet baby's face was priceless. Now, as I've mentioned before, I love dad jokes. I love them so much I follow a few pages dedicated to them. Here's a few that I read this week that made me giggle. Mortal Kombat was actually based on a Scandinavian church song. It was a Finnish hymn. I woke up last night to find the ghost of Gloria Gaynor standing at the foot of my bed. At first I was afraid, I was petrified. While working at the Rolling Stones bakery, you don't always get what you want, but you get what you need. Get it? You need bread? Anyways, a few other random and funny moments from this week come from working with my bestie, my boo, Sonia, aka LaShawnia. Hey girl, hey. I was working on an order and the name of the shop was Tat Tang. T-A-T-T-A-N-G. I sent her a message that read, Boy, you know you better watch out. Some girls are only about tat-tang, tat-tang, tat-tang. She told me, I think you've had enough tang for today. I responded, I had enough to put my tang down, flip it, and reverse it. Followed by a gif of a mic drop. Hey, speaking of dropping things, I'd love it if you dropped a comment, topic for discussion, or just a hey girl hey at ridiculousramblings@gmail.com. Well, I think that about does it for today. Wherever you're listening from, I hope you're doing well. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye! We'll be right back. Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Happy Turkey Day. Let's get to it. Are you a Thanksgiving Day prepper? Or are you in line at Meijer at 6 p.m. the night before Thanksgiving asking Google or your favorite Facebook group, how do you thaw a 20-pound turkey in 2 hours? Does your table look like a page right out of Better Homes and Gardens? Or are you rocking the sectioned-off styrofoam plates and 300-count assorted plasticware from Costco and the real star of the party, the red Solo cup? Either way, you know what matters most. The people around the table, living room, or garage. Yes, I've celebrated Thanksgiving in a garage. Oh, and that the turkey's not dry. Speaking of dry, is your Thanksgiving a dry Thanksgiving, or do you celebrate with a little turkey in your cup too? Either way you slice it or pour it, throw on your stretchy pants and enjoy. Take your Facebook family photos, Instagram the 1,000th picture of a plate of turkey and pumpkin pie, and tweet out, hashtag happy Thanksgiving, hashtag turkey day, hashtag thankful, hashtag blessed. Then put the phone down and be in the moment until you have to rush off to the next house to eat. That's right. Oh, the tale of two turkeys. This will be my second Thanksgiving having two houses to go to, but luckily my family's never on time for anything, so the first round of turkey is digested and Mama's ready for round two. Sean and I, hey babe, love you. We're just going over our list for dinner at his family's house and my family's house. Sean asked, am I making the turkey this year? Is it gonna be thawed out this time? Our first Thanksgiving together? Oh, the memories. Picture this. Thanksgiving, 2023. If you don't get that reference, you might be too young for this podcast. The night before, my mom calls and asks if Sean, my love, my best friend, and also a chef, would make the turkey for Thanksgiving. I tell her, sure, Mom, just drop it off and we'll get it cooking. Well, that's almost how it happened. This monstrous bird was still frozen. Sean's chef skills kick in and he sets to work. He preps the kitchen for an all-night cool turkey bath, getting up, draining the water, then starting the process all over again. Finally, our friend Turkey Tom is thawed and ready, and it's 6 a.m. with a 20-pound turkey, and dinner with his family starts at 1. If you're doing the turkey math, it's not mathing, right? Well, dear listeners, that's where the magic and science kick in. Sean gets his knife roll out and it's time to spatchcock. Get your dirty minds out of the gutter, you dirty birds. Let me explain. Thanks to our friends at Google, not endorsing the show, spatchcocking is a cooking technique that involves removing the backbone of a bird and flattening it so it cooks more evenly and quickly. The term is also known as butterflying because the bird is split down the middle and opened up like butterfly wings. Honestly, watching him cook is truly mesmerizing. The way he chooses the right knife, mixes all the herbs and spices together, ugh, makes your girl weak in the knees. Sorry, Lindsay. And just a few hours later, we have a, you know, if you don't like the word that's the opposite of dry, you might want to cover your ears. We have a moist and delicious turkey with beautiful golden brown crispy skin. He also did a little razzle-dazzle and made his own stock from the roasted veggies and bones from the turkey and made the most amazing turkey gravy I've ever had. Hines, eat your heart out. Afterwards, we pack everything away and head to his uncle's dairy farm for round one of Thanksgiving dinner. I love going to the farm, seeing all the cows and the beautiful countryside and spending time with my new family. Not only did I gain an amazing boyfriend, I gained an amazing family. They've been so warm and welcoming to myself and my children. Not to sound cliche, but we are truly blessed.
After dinner and dessert, Sean's uncle needed to finish harvesting, so Micah and Nora got to ride in the combine with Uncle John and see how corn was harvested. We also walked over to the barn and saw all the cows in the milking station and gave Maggie the farm dog, Uncle John's farming buddy, some lovin' before heading back to the house to say our goodbyes and head to Thanksgiving round two. Round two was supposed to be at 3, which means we ate around 5. My family Thanksgiving, or really any gathering, is always running just a tad bit behind. There's kids running around screaming, and you can hear my sister's laugh coming up the street. And I absolutely love it. I've got a pretty big family. My mama and papa had 2 kids, my dad and my aunt Nanny, who each had 2 kids, and to make a long story short, 4 grandkids begat 13 great-grandkids, and the house was never quiet again. It was always and still is filled with laughter, a random kiddo crying at one point or another, "They took my toy!" And usually the guitar makes an appearance and my dad and papa will pick us out of tune, and my dad and I, or my mom and dad, will sing a few songs. The house was always full of family, and many times unofficial grandkids and their family would drop by to see mama and papa and hang out for some dessert and maybe help with a song or two. Although it's been a little different without Mama, whose favorite holiday was Thanksgiving, we've come together and remembered all our favorite Mama moments and laugh and let our love and good memories fill the space in our hearts where the sadness used to hide. The number one thing I always look forward to is Mama's cornbread dressing. My perfect holiday bite, a little bit of dressing, a little piece of turkey, and the piece de resistance, cranberry sauce. Ugh, my mouth is watering just thinking about it. My papa made the dressing for last year's dinner, and papa, mama would be so proud. It was delicious. You know what else is delicious? Green bean casserole. Although it's been the bean of my sister's existence. See what I did there? I told you, I'm a funny gal. Another one of my favorite memories is the year Angie brought a bag with all of the ingredients and sat it on the counter and said, "There, I brought the green bean casserole." So will there or won't there be green bean casserole at Thanksgiving has always been the running joke in my family. I know we'll see it this year, though, thanks to my sister's boyfriend, Dan the Man. You know what else I hope to see this Thanksgiving? An email from you, my loves. Leaving a comment, topic for discussion, or just a "hey girl, hey" at ridiculousramblings@gmail.com. And remember, if you listen to Monday's episode, don't make mom lose her shit on Thanksgiving. Guys, put down the remote and grab a whisk. Kids, get dressed, help straighten up the house, and remember, no karate in the house. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope wherever you're listening from, you're doing well and you have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye!
Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It's Wednesday! Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, living on a prayer. I hope everyone's having a great week so far. We can do it. Only 2 more days. Unless you work 7 days a week, then may the odds be ever in your favor. As I mentioned on Monday's show, I've been working on a few things and ta-da! I've got a website. RidiculousRamblings.com. I'm still working on uploading content, but you can find links to my social media and a link to my RSS feed where you can listen to the show. It's available on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and Amazon Music. You can also send me an email, leave a comment, topic for discussion, or just a "hey girl, hey" right there on the website. If you're new to the show, new episodes are available Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So come on in, sit a spell. Now, let's get to it. This weekend, Sean and I, hey babe, love you, checked out a local restaurant recommended to us by my boo, Sanya. Sunday morning, I woke up and did my usual, scrolled through social media and checked my emails while Sean saved the galaxy. Sean's a huge Star Wars fan, and him and his friend Adam, hey Adam, sup, play an online game together. I always laugh when Adam says he gets a text. Nope, I said that wrong. When Sean gets a text from Adam, I always yell out, do shit! My tummy started to rumble, letting me know it's time to eat. So I asked Sean if he wanted to go check out Raylan's Cafe.
And I, of course, said yes, as food, good. Breakfast food, even better.
So delicious. So we looked at the menu, and I already knew I was going to try the chorizo biscuits and gravy. Their menu offers a nice variety of breakfast and lunch items, and the punny names are just as savory as the dishes.
I definitely agree with that. You know, the second I saw the side dishes, and they called them side pieces, hey, we don't judge, I was like, yeah, I'm down with this place. I'm a fan. And the menu was pretty varied in its multiple options, but I've got a really strict rule about breakfast. The first time, I'm a creature of habit, and I just want to make sure they know how to cook an egg. That's like the first thing I'm checking out. So I generally just order something that's, you know, a couple eggs, some hash browns, some breakfast meat. I'm good to go. I went with, I believe they called it the very complicated, and it was two eggs. I always go over medium, hash browns, choice of breakfast meat. I went with the smoked sausage, and to my delight, they had rye toast. And I know that sounds really strange to a lot of people, but a rye toast with some strawberry jam, which they also had, it's just a delight that I love. Like, I cherish that. And most places don't offer it. And as a super bonus, the toast came pre-buttered. A lot of places don't do that. The eggs were cooked perfectly. As were the hash browns. I didn't have to ask for any special instructions. And I think the saddest part for me was, as I was watching them prepare the food and I was waiting for it, I was watching other food go out because it's an old school diner, right? Like, long bar of or a long row of seats sitting at a countertop facing the cook station. So you're watching them prepare your food. And I'm like, oh, hey, look, those are the thickest pancakes I've ever seen. Oh, look at that French toast. Hey, wait a second. Look at. So while I knew what I wanted, and I always get that same meal that for my first meal, I'd already picked out like the next seven things that I wanted on, you know, subsequent visits.
We don't have fear of missing out on like great deals on electronics or a car. We have fear of missing out on really great food. Like, damn, I should have got that. I mean, I was happy with my choices, though. I mean, the chorizo gravy, absolutely, hands down, was phenomenal. Very good biscuits. I'm a little bit of a bougie bitch when it comes to biscuits, but I gotta say, I think they passed.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. You know, when Amy said she wanted the chorizo gravy, I was like, a little suspect. Like, I like chorizo. I'm a fan. But I was like, chorizo, gravy, and biscuits. And it was delightful. I definitely don't know that I would ever just order only that. But it was a nice accoutrement for the rest of the meal.
Fancy word.
The coffee was very good.
I agree. Coffee was really good. I also loved everything's kind of eclectic. Like they're for the most part, like their plates and everything matched. But I loved like the random coffee cups.
Yes. The coffee cups that clearly were all purchased at Goodwill. Guy that was sitting down from us, and it was like, I
traded my husband for this coffee cup. Pretty good swap, huh?
Yeah.
And yours said Santa, the original hipster.
Yes.
Mine said nothing. I was not special.
But it was cute. I think it had candy canes on it.
I think it did. It had pictures. It just didn't have anything punny on it. But I mean, I'm kind of a walking pun, so I think we're good. Yeah, overall, I gotta say the food was fantastic. The staff was amazing, and you know they automatically get a stamp of approval from me because it was not mainstream music or pop; it was classic rock and roll.
Yes, I think my only complaint would be the counter seating was not super comfortable. It was tight, you know. I'm a bigger boy, and
I was thick.
I was a little scrunched, and like there was a spot where you could put your feet, but then like it would have felt like I was sitting on like a squatty potty or something. And I was like, okay, so I'm gonna kick my leg back, and then it started to get tight over there, and I was fidgeting. But even through all of the minor discomfort of the bar seating, I will gladly go sit there again for that breakfast.
Absolutely, hands down. Would definitely do it again.
Yeah, that like, if the only complaint I have is that, that place, it definitely, on a scale of 1 to 5, I want to give it 4.25 dough good.
I would have to agree with that. I don't know what 4.25 means.
It's 4.25.
Okay. I mean, I can do that. I was going to say 4.5, but see, obviously, math was not my strong suit. You know, everything was fantastic, and as we were sitting there, we were done with our food. The waitress came over and she was topping our coffees off. And I was like, hey, random question. Do you have a minute? And she's like, yeah. So she was filling coffee and restocking the little creamers. And I said, I have a podcast and I've been doing a feature on local restaurants, local artists. So I was like, can you tell me a little bit about Raylan's Cafe? And come to find out, our very lovely server was actually the mother of the namesake. Shelly was our waitress, and she was phenomenal, as were all of the staff. And I was like, hey, you know, would it be cool if I, you know, talked about it? And, oh, sorry, can I get a box? And she's like, oh, yeah, absolutely. I love giving people a box because I love it when you go home and you think about us later. Honestly, with the... you know, excellent service, the delicious food, and being able to, you know, sit there and unfortunately grace everyone with my singing while we're in such a confined space. The classic music, you know, for the rock and roll fans out there. The vibe, the food, everything. I really enjoyed it. It was a very good Sunday.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's definitely a neighborhood spot. You know, as we were pulling up, I told Amy, I said, it used to be, it's always, I think, been a coffee shop, diner sort of spot. And I remember when I was a wee one.
When I was a wee lot.
When I was a wee one. No. When I was a wee lad.
Oh, I said lass.
Oh, didn't even catch that. When I first moved to this, to the South Bend, Mishawaka area, my mom, she lived a few blocks from that spot. It was called Eve's back then. And I remember walking down there to get breakfast a couple of times with my mom, and always enjoyed it, but definitely hadn't been there in, I don't know, close to 40 years. And it's changed names several times since then. But when you walk in, you totally get that. It's a neighborhood spot vibe. Everyone knew everyone. Like, people were walking in, and not only were Raylan and Shelly and the people that work there going, hey, Bill, hey, Bob, hey, Cindy, whoever. But like, the other people that were sitting there eating were like, oh, hey, how was this? And how's your kid? And how's that? So it's definitely got a super awesome neighborhood vibe, and everyone was so nice.
And when it was Eve's way back in the day, my grandma actually used to be a server there too. So that's kind of cool. We have a little connection.
Yeah, grandma may have served me and my mom.
She might have made your pancakes.
There you go.
And funny thing is when I was getting all of my stuff ready for the show, I thought, you know what? I know they've probably got a Facebook page. So I went to go on Facebook and like their page and follow it, which you should do too. The South Bend Tribune actually just did an article on the cafe, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. So I decided to take a read through it and thought, sorry, musical theater. I saved the article and decided to read a little bit for you guys as well. Shortly after 6 a.m. on a snowy December morning, Raylan Lumpkin and her mother, Shelley McLean, are getting the grill ready, making the day's plans, and serving the few early regular customers. A sign in the window of Raylan's cafe thanks customers for their 4 years in business, a feat that McLean and Lumpkin announced with a lot of pride. There are 35 seats in the cafe, and the majority of them along the counter. One longtime customer says this is the longest he's seen someone make a go of a cafe at this site. But McLean's about the cafe's beginnings, and she feels that it was the best place and the best time for starting Raylan's. We were approached by the owner of the building. We discussed it with family and friends, and everybody was in on it and for it, and we just did it. Both Lumpkin and her mother eventually began the conversation about what they would do if they started a restaurant. The restaurant's namesake said while her family members were in the restaurant business, she got hooked when she went to a take-your-daughter-to-work day at McLean's job at a restaurant when Lumpkin was in the 5th or 6th grade. In August 2020, the area and the world were in the clutches of the COVID-19 pandemic. The world was shut down and public places were restricted in seating and in many ways. My brother helped us out a lot and said, "Is it really a good time to open in the middle of a pandemic?" And Raylan said, "You know what, bro? Is it ever a good time to open a restaurant? The restrictions during the pandemic, the distancing, the sanitizing of the menus and other measures did not deter the people who came in to eat. I think people were just happy to find a quiet restaurant. But it's not too quiet on the weekends or during the busy times," McLean said. "It's a fun restaurant. Everybody talks. We've had people come in and didn't know anybody, and now they come in every day. They're buddies with the guys, and they even meet outside the restaurant. It's just a really friendly place." In opening Raylan's Cafe, they incorporated their own ideas about food, decor, and approach while keeping the memory of their father and husband in mind. Menu items like the bucket, the boom, and the who's your daddy refer to equipment used in the tree business and Lester's favorite saying. As for what the cafe is known for, McLean said Raylan's features a stuffed French toast as a weekend special. And if customers cannot make it in for the special, it is offered again on Wednesdays. Raylan's offers French fries, and it carries turkey, bacon, and turkey sausage for customers who do not want pork products. The mother-daughter team credits their staff with most of their success for the cafe. For example, McLean said the restaurant has received top scores in all of the St. Joe County Health Department inspections, and that it is a credit to her staff. McLean said that each Christmas Eve, the cafe closes at 2 p.m., and they open up on Christmas Day at about 8 a.m., serving free donuts and coffee to anyone who stops by until noon. We do this as a thank you to everybody. Some customers may not have places to be, or family is coming over later in the day, so they open up to share this time with their customers. Lumpkin said she loves her customers because they get to see them and see them build new friendships at the counter before them. If you're interested in checking out Raylan's Cafe, they offer breakfast and lunch. They're located at 501 Lincoln Way in Mishawaka. Their hours are 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tuesdays through Fridays, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays, and closed on Monday. Their prices range from $4.99 to $16.99 a meal. For more information, you can call at 574-383-5828 or visit them on Facebook at Raylan's Cafe or on TikTok at their same namesake. You can search Raylan's Cafe or at Raylan's Cafe. I think it was a good article. It really, like, being there at the restaurant, seeing everything happening, definitely spot on.
Absolutely. And, you know, that was a nice, it was kind of the Cliff's Notes abridged version of the article. So if you have a subscription online to SouthBendTribune.com, which I recommend, because support local. Definitely check out the full article because it goes more in depth into the history and the background with the father, the name, you know, and it's a much meatier article, but you know, we didn't want to read the entire thing here, so.
All right, now that our thoughts are, you know, on food, let's switch gears. Now we're going to spotlight another local business. Not that cars aren't important, but, I'm thinking about biscuits and gravy. Okay, back to the topic on hand. Don't you hate it when your check engine light comes on or your brakes start squealing? You can slap a sticker over that light and turn up the volume when you go to brake. But eventually, it's time to visit the mechanic. Or you can have him visit you. Justin Holdman of Justin's Mobile Mechanic Service, LLC, has you covered. I asked Justin if he could tell us a little bit about himself and his business. My name is Justin Holdman, and I own and operate Justin's Mobile Mechanic Service, LLC. I'm a mobile mechanic, and I can come to your home and repair your vehicle instead of you going to a shop or a tow truck. I have over 20 years experience working on cars. I'm honest, knowledgeable, and affordable. I don't have a big building or shop to pay for, so I can charge much less than a shop. Life is all about convenience and affordability. I have the customers purchase their own parts, and I install them myself. I do check engine diagnostics, battery and alternator diagnostics, brakes, wheel bearings, steering and suspension components, and much more. Most general maintenance type repairs. I'm based out of Elkhart, Indiana, and I provide service to Elkhart, Indiana and the surrounding areas. Want to check Justin out? His number is 574-389-6174, or you can also find him on Facebook under Justin's Mobile Mechanic Service, LLC. Man, food delivery, grocery delivery, and now a mobile mechanic. What will they come up with next? Thank you, Justin, for offering such an amazing service to our area. I can't turn my volume up any louder, so I'll definitely holler at you soon. Have a local business or restaurant you'd like to recommend? Are you a local business or restaurant and want to be featured on the show? Hit me up on my brand new spankin' website, ridiculousramblings.com, or drop me a line at ridiculousramblings@gmail.com.
You can also reach out on the show's Facebook page. Just search Ridiculous Ramblings and my little duck lips face will pop up. Sean doesn't know. He's finding out for the first time that I've created all of these things.
No, I was just thinking, remember Ridiculous, RIDDICKOLOUS. Ridiculous?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
No, the whole time you're saying.
But it's not ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Just, you know.
Kind of like a Harry Potter. Ridiculous. You know, the whole time you were saying that, you know what was going through my mind?
No.
MICKEYMOUSE, Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse.
Shh. The mouse will sue us.
Oh, that's right. Copyright infringement. Nobody needs that kind of drama.
That's right.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, I think I'm done chatting about breakfast. I'm ready to start thinking about what we're going to eat this upcoming weekend.
Oh yeah, that's right. Like I said, if you have any recommendations, definitely reach out through the social media sites that we have available, or you know, go old school and send me an email. Either way, I would love to hear from you guys.
And if you go to Raylan's, the eggs are perfect. Don't waste your time. Dive right into those pancakes or the French toast.
So good.
Yeah. And you can get eggs with those, but don't be afraid. They know how to do eggs. They do them well. Jump into the other stuff. Feet first. Just go for it.
Or toast point first. Don't put your feet in the food. That's disgusting. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope wherever you're listening from, you're doing well. Hopefully, we've inspired you to grab a seat at the counter and enjoy a cup of joe or some delicious biscuits and gravy. Oh, and get that car serviced. You're not meatloaf. It's not paradise by the dashboard light if you're sitting on the side of the road freezing your ass off. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye. Oh,
no. I'm sorry. Paradise by the engine light blinking. That's not the right dashboard light. Yeah, nobody wants paradise by the check engine light. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Ta-ta for now.
Okay, we're done for real this time. Ta-ta for now. Okay, love you.